You're listening to La Raza Chronicles, Crónicas La Raza on KPFA Radio. We're so happy to be here with you all today. We have a great panel of folks where we're going to dig into how culture can truly transform lives, particularly for young people and for students. We're going to talk about a partnership between Berkeley City College, Freight and Salvage, and some incredible guests. We're going to feature the work and the documentation of Mark Guerrero, who's dedicated his life to Chicano music, to not just making it, but also documenting it and honoring it and creating a space for it to live and to inform and to support the development of young people and everyone. So we're going to start off with Lizeth Flores, who works with Berkeley City College. First off, Lizeth, tell us why for you all it was so important to create programming that included cultural work like music.
Hi, Julieta. Thank you for having us. I'm Lizeth Flores, the HSI director at Berkeley City College, and I'm super excited to be partnering with Freight and Salvage, or we're excited rather as BCC to be partnering with Freight and Salvage. I think we see music as a unifying force in Latinx communities. We see this collaboration with Freight and Salvage as an opportunity for BCC to offer culturally affirming career development programming for our Latinx and other underrepresented students. So I'll say that Berkeley City College is very committed to diversity and equity, inclusion, justice, and anti-racism work. We're promoting equity, I think, in everything that we do in support of our community. And specifically, I'd say that as a Latinx serving institution, we're very intentional in how we serve and how we show up for our Latinx students, and also how we're showing up for our AAPI and Black students on our campus. I think we're always asking ourselves, how does this decision, how does this practice, how do our collaborations impact Latinx students and other minoritized communities? I think a good example of this, BCC is currently working on our 5-year educational master plan. And I think you'll see that that plan speaks very clearly to our strategic priorities, to increasing enrollment, academic outcomes for all of our students, and especially underrepresented students in our community. And then one thing I think that's important to note is that our students don't necessarily see themselves in binary terms. And this is really pushing us to think deeply about how we best serve them and how do we as a college campus create spaces where our students can show up as themselves and feel like they're cared for, like they're seen, and they're valued by all of us. By faculty, by student services, by all of our staff, and by each other. And then lastly, I just want to plug that our applications for summer and fall courses are open, and our doors are open to support folks from the application process through enrollment. Our express registration workshops start next week, and you can find more information about express registration and other upcoming BCC events by following us on Instagram.
Thank you so much, Lizeth, for talking about this important partnership and why you all are really putting emphasis on how music and art and culture can transform the way we learn and see ourselves in the educational system. So we're going to hear more from Lizeth around the many wonderful artists that are going to be featured and opportunities for people to learn through this work. But we're going to talk about Chicano music and really dig into some important pieces with our guest, Mark Guerrero, who's actually going to be speaking and being part of a panel. So Mark, it's so wonderful to have you here with us. We're so happy to get to talk to you about your work.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So Mark, you're going to be speaking on this panel where you're going to have a cross-section of people, maybe some people who are huge lovers of Chicano music, maybe people who maybe their parents were huge lovers of Chicano music, maybe people who don't even know what Chicano music, you know, what that even really means and sounds like. So why don't we just take a step back, and I'd love for you to share, since you've been dedicated to making this music and also honoring this music, why don't we just take a step back and have you kind of walk us through what are some of the elements and pieces that for you really make up this music?
Well, my broad definition of Chicano music is music made by Chicanos. So that could be anything from cumbias to rock and roll to jazz to punk. You know what I mean? So that's the broad definition, because there's no real, you know, one Chicano music. We can play everything and have. But, you know, you can identify like a Chicano sound of the maybe the early 70s or the 60s. There are certain sounds in certain eras. But to me, Chicano music is music made by Chicanos.
Of course. And so you've really focused on a few different areas and a few different genres. So walk us through some of the many pieces, because, you know, you've been making music and really you're come from a musical family. So tell us about some of the things when you think about your rock band that kind of embody when people say, oh, yes, this has that sound that takes me to the time and place and really transports me. And they're referring to the music that you've made and also the music that you honor through your work. What are some of the elements that you can pull out and tease out for us there?
Well, what makes me kind of unique is that, you know, my first band was in 1963. Can you believe that? So that was before the Beatles came out. I already had a band in East LA. So I was part of the East LA music scene, which is largely Chicano. And many hits came out of that era, that early era of the 60s, whether it's Cannibal and the Headhunters, the Blendells, the Premieres, the Midnighters, El Chicano, Tierra came out of that. Los Lobos kind of came out of the end of that. It was a huge scene. And in the early to mid 60s, there was a certain sound and a certain style that you can really identify, which was rock and roll, had a little bit of elements of, eventually British Invasion, doo-wop, R&B, a certain sound. In the late 60s, everybody started to Latinize in the sense that we all realized, hey, we're Chicanos, we're Latinos. Let's start bringing in some Latin percussion, start delving into some bilingual stuff. And, you know, and then it became really became Chicano music in another definition I have. There's that broad definition I gave, but this is the other one, which relates to Chicano life, Chicano culture. And that started happening in the late 60s. That's when El Chicano formed, and then Tierra in the early 70s, my band Tango. In the Bay Area, you had Santana and Azteca and, you know, Malo and all that was happening. It was kind of around the same time. So it started to Latinize. And then the punk scene came. And, you know, so the genres always continued to change. I come from that very beginning. So what makes me kind of unique is I've been part of the musical scene of Chicano music since I started in 63 to today. But somewhere along the line, I kind of became a historian because I just felt that we weren't getting enough publicity in the mainstream media, you know, and we didn't have the same really opportunities. And so I felt there had to be a place where people can go and say, wow, look at all these Chicano artists that have really succeeded against the odds. And also to give a place for the people that made great music that didn't get promoted. I mean, there's a lot of great Chicano bands and East LA bands and Latino bands that made great albums. It just didn't get promoted. So I love focusing on them and spotlighting their albums and their work because they shouldn't be forgotten. And they're a very important part of the history. And believe me, there's tons of groups that made great records that never got any publicity, including myself often.
That's the voice of Mark Guerrero. We're hearing about his work, documenting and also sharing some gems and important music from Chicano rock world that has evolved so, so much. So Mark, as you mentioned, music is oftentimes a reflection of the social conditions and experiences that people have in their life. And it is, I think, inherently so much of Chicano music has been, even though it's not always classified this way, as protest music. It's music that's challenging, that's, you know, morphing and transfusing different pieces and creating its own world. So when you look at your work now, being able to take a look back, as we're not able to do in the moment, but looking at the music of the 60s and 70s and the evolution of the Chicano sound, what are some pivotal pieces of what was happening in the world in LA or East LA specifically that you see really highlighted and stories that you see told through Chicano music that maybe otherwise weren't covered in a really deep way that you think, you know, the music did a great job of documenting?
Well, certainly the protest part is a part of it. It's not, you know, like take a group like Tierra or El Chicano, there may be a song or two here and there that had some kind of a sociological or political component to it. But it was there. Most groups did address it in some ways, you know, what was going on, inequities and various things, and including myself. The thing I'm most proud of that in 1972, I wrote and recorded a song called I'm Brown. And it's something that it's been in the Grammy Museum twice in exhibits called Songs of Conscience, Sounds of Freedom. It was in 2008 and then again last year. And I got to perform it at the Grammy Museum. It was a panel discussion slash performance, and I got to sing I'm Brown there. So of all the work I've done, that song is I'm most proud of. It was first released on Capitol Records as a single in 1972, but they didn't promote it for whatever reason. I signed to A&M Records the next year, and it was part of an album. The same recording was put on an album, but it never really got into the world like it should have. And I think that it still needs to be noticed. You know, I've got videos up of it. If you put Mark Arero, I'm Brown, you're going to find lots of live performances of it. You're going to find the original recording of it. You're going to see a music video of it. But I'm really proud of it because it's sort of a protest song. It says, you're brown, you can hang around just as long as you don't make a sound. Don't call us, we'll keep in touch just as long as you don't say too much. Take a step to the back of your heart. It isn't much, but you know it's a start. So that's a protest kind of a, the verses are protest. But then the chorus says, don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race. And that's what I'm very proud of because I'm proud of my culture, but we also have to think of ourselves as human beings first, and we all deserve to be treated with respect and dignity and equality. So I think it was a very important message to put out when I was 22 years old, you know, and I still hope that song continues to get out there and more people hear it.
Mark Guerrero, we're going to hear a little part of that song so people can get a flavor and a taste, okay. Because I think it's important for people to hear it. Mm-hmm. You just heard the music of Mark Guerrero with the song I'm Brown. And you can find that song everywhere you can find your music. And it's a song that we wanted to feature a little piece of. So thank you so much, Mark, for sharing some of the story behind that. And also to contextualize that this was actually early in your career. This is a song that you made that still is very, very relevant today. So I'm actually going to turn over to Sergio Martinez, who is going to be your DJ during this panel discussion. Sergio, if you could actually share with us the event details. So a lot of people are listening. They're going to get excited. They want to hear Mark Guerrero talk in person. They want to hear some of this music and get to basically get a deep dive into Chicano music. So why don't you give some of the event information?
For sure. Thank you, Julieta. And thank you, Mark, for coming down to the Bay and particularly Berkeley City College, which the event is this Thursday, April 13, at 12 o'clock, 12:20 roughly, but it'll be in the atrium of Berkeley City College in downtown Berkeley. Mark, I have a question for you. Can you talk about the legacy of your father's work and how are you documenting Lalo Guerrero's work?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, so I also happen to be one of my dad's two offspring. And my dad is Lalo Guerrero, considered the father of Chicano music, and rightly so, because I think he's hands down the greatest Chicano artist of all time. And what made him so great was he could write and sing in virtually any genre, you know, and he was completely untrained, total natural talent, no musical education, but he could write and sing, whether it's salsa, mariachi, Tex-Mex, banda, blues, rock and roll in Spanish, pachuco, comedy, children's music, parodies. I mean, I can't think of an artist in any of any type that has that kind of a diversity. And I'm very similar in the sense that I have a lot of diverse styles as well. But he did it all. Plus, he was a world-class vocalist. He did way back ahead of his time. He was doing protest stuff, you know, in the early 60s and the 50s. He was always, he always had his ear to the ground, what was going on, and being very current with what he was doing. So, he did. He was doing bilingual stuff. He was the first to record using caló, pachuco slang in songs, marihuana boogie, vamos, you know, chicas patas boogie, all those records, muy sabroso blues. So he was doing that in the late 40s and was the first. So, you know, all hail to him.
Mark, could we take a second? I'd love for you to pick one of your dad's songs. And I know it's tough because, I mean, like you said, he has such a huge catalog and range. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's a song that you could focus on to tell us a little bit about, to give folks a little bit of a preview of some of the context you'll be sharing at this Thursday's event.
So my dad, as I said, he wrote and recorded in so many genres. I'll name a few songs of his that are very, very significant and special. One would be Canción Mexicana. He wrote that when he was like 17 years old. I think it was his first song he ever wrote. It wound up being recorded by Lucha Reyes, who was the biggest female mariachi singer in Mexico in the 40s. She recorded it. Later, Lucha Villa, another great ranchera singer in the 60s, recorded it. It's a classic song in Mexico. It lives to this day, and just about every mariachi on both sides of the border knows it. So that's one. Nunca Jamás is his greatest bolero, which is kind of a ballad. It's a beautiful love song. And it was recorded by Trio Los Panchos in the 50s, later recorded by Jose Feliciano in the 60s, Javier Solis. So that's another standard in Mexico and that every mariachi knows, Nunca Jamás. And he wrote that in the, I think in the maybe early 60s. And then his pachuco stuff, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the one that survived the most is Los Chucos Suaves. He wrote it and recorded it around 1949. In the late 70s, it wound up in the play and movie Zoot Suit by Luis Valdez. And they used four or five of my dad's songs in it because he had all these great pachuco songs, you know, with the pachuco slang in them. And Los Chucos Suaves, so many bands play it to this day. It's a lot of people have recorded it, including myself. I just put out a CD and a vinyl record last year. It's called Legacy. Mark Guerrero Sings Lalo Guerrero. And I do four of his songs. And I do Nunca Jamás and I do Los Chucos Suaves on that, as well as two other songs. Let's see. And then let's for a nice, there's a song he wrote called El Chicano in the late 70s. And it's just it's a Chicano pride song. And it's just great. You got to listen to that. It's in Spanish. It's a corrido. And it's a really great Chicano pride song. Plus, he wrote stuff like Corrido de Cesar Chavez, Corrido de Delano, songs supporting the farm workers in the 60s. So, you know, he was doing protests and amazing stuff all the way through. So those would be some good ones to check out.
Thank you, Mark. We're actually going to feature some of El Chicano. This is a song that most people know, but maybe they don't know the context in terms of the huge range that your dad, you know, in terms of musical talent, that maybe they just know this song or maybe they know other songs. They haven't put the pieces together, the big range.
Yeah. Some people just know him for the pachuco stuff or just know him for his comedy stuff or his children's records. He made a bunch of albums, Las Ardillitas de Lalo Guerrero, which is like the Mexican version of the Chipmunks, Alvin and Theodore. It's a Pánfilo and Demetrio and Anacleto. He made like 20 albums of those. Every kid grew up in Mexico to those records. And a lot of people just know him for that. But very few know him for everything.
Yo soy chicano, señores. Nací al lado americano. Para México soy pocho, no me aceptan mis hermanos. Los gringos me discriminan como si fuera extranjero. A pesar de que esta tierra fue de México primero, este país es mi tierra, México es la de mis padres, pero la sangre que llevo es la de Benito Juárez. Yo soy purito chicano, de raza que no se raja. Mi madre nació en Sonora, mi padre fue de La Baja.
People can actually find out more on Mark's website, markguerrero.com, where they can really dig into his work documenting his father Lalo's incredible work and trajectory. So we are talking with Mark Guerrero. We're digging into Chicano rock, Chicano music, and its huge trajectory and all that it entails. And people will get to find out more this Thursday at an event at Berkeley City College. So Lisette, it's really exciting that you all are putting this on. Cultural work is truly important, not only for, as we mentioned, for people to feel a sense of belonging at work, but it's such a huge way for us to learn about ourselves. So why don't you walk us through some of the other events that you all are putting on and why you've decided to really, you have a huge range. I mean, the folks that you all are inviting, it's a really big range. So tell us about some of the decision-making behind who you decide to feature and the upcoming shows that people can access through Berkeley City College.
Thank you, Julieta. So as Sergio mentioned earlier, starting this Thursday, we're launching our three free musical and educational engagements. So starting this Thursday, rather, April 13th, that's from 12:20 to 1:20 at the Berkeley City College atrium. And then we have another event on the 27th and our third and final one on May 11th. And we're featuring artists in this series, including Chicano music legend that we've just heard from, Mark Guerrero, veteran musician and educator Miguel Govea, and also recording artist La Doña, and bilingual rapper and producer and beat maker Lil MC. And finally, Filipinx playwright Lauren Garcia and hip-hop artist Ruby Ibarra. So we do have quite a slate of artists coming through, and we're super excited. In terms, Julieta, of you asked how we chose the artists, I think it's about, you know, wanting to have representation of, you know, our student body. It's about culturally affirming, you know, spaces where our students are feeling like, you know, the folks that we're bringing in really represent who they are, you know, maybe they see themselves in them. And particularly we want these artists to talk about their trajectory, their decision-making process about, you know, how they came to music, how they came to their art form, who introduced them, the importance of mentorship, the importance of people in their lives who are really guiding them. Because I think, you know, we at Berkeley City College play a huge role, you know, in our students' decision-making process about what to do next, right, their next steps. And to the extent that we can, like I said, we really want to bring in folks that represent our student body.
So Lisette, can you give us the rundown of when those events are and where they can find out more information around the details? So if people didn't get a chance to write down where and the timing, walk us through when the following events are and where they can access more.
Thank you, Julieta. So for more information and detailed information, you can follow us on Instagram. I think that's the best way to connect with us and to learn more about these events. We launch our three free musical and educational engagements this April 13th. We are featuring Chicano music legend, whom you just heard from, Mark Guerrero. He's going to be part of a panel along with veteran musician and educator Miguel Govea and recording artist La Doña. And then we're also featuring a bilingual DJ Pulpo, and he's going to be spinning some beats for us. And then on Thursday, April 27th, we have rapper, producer, and beat maker Lil MC. And then finally on May 11th, we have Filipinx playwright Lauren Garcia and hip-hop artist and rapper Ruby Ibarra will be joining her. And then lastly, I'll just say that, so as Sergio mentioned earlier, these events are all happening from 12:20 to 1:20 at the Berkeley City College Atrium. We're downtown, just steps from the downtown Berkeley BART station. And so students and community members are welcome to come. And more information and details about these events, you can find them on our Instagram at Berkeley City College.
So folks, before we close out, it's really important. Mark, we really want to hear, Mark Guerrero, we really want to hear how people can stay connected to your work, how they can purchase music, not only yours, but your father's, and all the many platforms that they can access your important work around this music.
Yes, well, first I would say my website, which is markguerrero.com or .net. They'll both take you to the same place. That's markguerrero.com or .net. I've been working on that website since 1998 for 24 years. And all the time, I've been not only focusing on my work and my dad's work, but also on the history of Chicano rock and East LA rock. So there's tons of articles on there, photographs, videos of all the groups. You could spend probably weeks on there. There's so much material and links and videos and sound bites and interviews. So that would be the main place to go. I also have a podcast. It's called Chicano Music Chronicles. It can be found on podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, as in Nancy.com. You can download a free app, the Podbean app, type in my name and my shows will come up. You could also get to the podcast from my website. There's a link there as well. And I've got 39 episodes of that. I've interviewed people like Trini Lopez, Chris Montez, Luis Perez of Los Lobos, Rudy Salas of Tierra, Steve Salas of Tierra. You know, so many people, and many of these people have passed away. So that makes it all the more kind of profound to hear these in-depth interviews about their life and career of these people who are no longer with us. Don Tosti, that's my podcast. I have a new Zoom show. I've got 22 episodes. It's called Mark Guerrero's East LA Music Stories. I've already interviewed 22 different artists on that. And I really enjoy that you can see it. You can see the interview. You can see me and the person I'm interviewing just talking about music and our experiences. And it's really, I really enjoy doing that. I've got tons more to do on that. So you can, if you go to YouTube and type in East LA Music Stories, they'll pop up. You can also get to it from my website. And then on my YouTube page, I got over 250 videos. There's some of the interviews are on there. Me in concert doing my music various throughout the years. Me performing with my dad throughout the years. Me on stage with people like Eric Burden or Flaco Jimenez or Ry Cooder or El Chicano or Tierra. All these different videos are on there. My own music videos. That would just go to YouTube, type in my name. And I have a Facebook page if you want to find me on there. And my latest music, you can get it at bandcamp.com, bandcamp.com. Type in my name in the search, and you'll find that Legacy Mark Guerrero Sings Lalo Guerrero EP. And you'll find a single I put out and a couple of things. And I have a new EP I just finished. It should be out in a couple of months. And that'll be available on Bandcamp as well and other places on vinyl, CD, and download.
That's the voice of Mark Guerrero. We've been lucky to feature his thinking and work and music and his dad's music as well. And we're here talking about this awesome series put together by Berkeley City College along in partnership with the Freight and Salvage. And we're just excited to be able to have so many music opportunities for people to plug in. And like you said, it's important for people to be able to see, okay, this culture work is an important part of our education. And not only is it an important part of our understanding ourselves and our roots and where we're going, but it can also show us the paths, the many paths people take, the winding paths we all take to reach our goals, and how I'll speak very much for myself, but that music is an engine and a motor to keep us moving. So, and you want to share anything about how this partnership came to be?
I'd like to thank PC Munoz of Freight and Salvage, who invited me to this event. He's an excellent songwriter, recording artist in his own right, and he's become a good friend, and I'd like to give him a shout out.
So I want to thank my guests today. We had on Lizeth Flores. We also had on Sergio Martinez and Mark Guerrero. I really want to thank you all for your time, energy, and commitment to this work.
Thank you, Julieta, for having me.
Thank you, Julieta.
Muchísimas gracias a todos. Qué placer. It's been so nice to have you all here with us and for curating this wonderful series of events. And we look forward to seeing you all lunchtime for these events. Really? And thank you all for making it happen.
Thank you, Julieta.
La Raza Chronicles is very excited to have received a copy of Cuban musician Omar Sosa's newest album, entitled Suba. It won first world prize in the 2022 USA Songwriting Competition. It is part of what will be featured in Omar Sosa's upcoming concert at Yoshi's on April 21st and April 22nd. Omar Sosa will be playing live with Sekou Keita and the Suba Trio, featuring percussionist Gustavo Valles. The performances will be at 8 and 10 p.m. You're about to experience Omar Sosa's music, and we hope you enjoy it. Keep in mind, the show is at Yoshi's on April 20th and 22nd. There'll be two shows each night. Listen to this song and enjoy. Listening to La Raza Chronicles, Crónicas de la Raza. If you'd like to stay up on our news, like us on Facebook at La Raza Chronicles on Facebook. If you want to hear this program or share it with a friend, you can go to soundcloud.com/La Raza Chronicles and share it. If you have any ideas for interviews we should be doing or would like to get involved with our collective, you can email us at La Raza Chronicles at kpfa.org. Muchísimas gracias y buenas noches.